Hi there, Margarita here, mindset mentor and light worker from Pitbull. My question for you today is, how deep are you willing to go? The thing about the blocks that we experience, the sabotages, the fears and the doubts, they can be deeply rooted within the subconscious mind. And they don't necessarily want to be found because they know, it knows, the subconscious mind knows that if you find the blocks that are holding you back with the intention to clear them, then change is going to happen. And the subconscious mind does not like change. It likes to have certainty about knowing what's coming next. It has a grave fear of the unknown because for the subconscious mind, as far as it knows, the unknown is unsafe. And one of its primary outcomes that it seeks is safety. And so this is why it stops you. If you have an experience in the past, it builds in like this little matrix that says, no, we don't go there because that hurt the last time. And we don't go there because that hurt the last time. And we don't go there because that hurt the last time. So that's why it builds in these blocks, because it says these things are not safe. So you are not going to put yourself in that position again. And I am going to make sure of that. And this is why 96 to 98% of the results that we achieve in our life are driven by the subconscious mind. This is why I love emotional freedom technique and other incredibly powerful transformation techniques that get right back into the subconscious to shift the subconscious programming so you can move forward with ease and grace. So it's really, really important that you are prepared to go deep. And I know, having spoken to a variety of people, many, many people, most people say, well, I've tried different things and nothing's worked. And I say, well, how long did you try them for? How deep did you go? Oh, well, I tried them for a little while. Why did you stop? Well, I got frustrated. I got disappointed. And I felt uncomfortable. Here's the thing. If you are not prepared to get uncomfortable, then you are never going to have the breakthrough that you need. You must be prepared to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you want change in your life. I cannot stress this enough. If you are not comfortable, and the men in particular struggle with this, because of course you've been programmed that you're not allowed to feel your emotions, you're certainly not allowed to express your emotions, you've got to push them down, and if you start to feel emotion come up, off and do something else. Change direction, not doing that anymore, it's too uncomfortable. Here's the thing, if you are not prepared to feel that discomfort, you are never going to experience the change and the transformation that you want. You are never going to be able to change your circumstances significantly. So, and one of the greatest ways I personally have ever experienced, and I've spoken to hundreds of other practitioners and many successful people who have said the same thing. When working with a coach, a good coach won't let you stop. A good coach will make you push through the discomfort to the change and the result that you want on the other side. The result that you want is on the other side of discomfort, of challenge, of an emotional and a mental breakthrough. That's where the result is. If you want to stay on this side of the discomfort, then you're never going to experience the result that you want. You've got to push through that barrier. And a great coach or a mentor will help you to do that. Sure, there are some programs out there, terrific programs out there, that will help you to work through at your own pace through various things. But having somebody personally help you to find those blocks, which the subconscious doesn't want you to find, somebody out on the outside can help you to find them and then help you to work through them to the result that you want on the other side. That's why coaching is so incredibly powerful. So that's my message for you today. How deep are you willing to go? Are you willing? I don't really like this term very much, but it's kind of apt. Are you willing to have a breakdown to have a breakthrough? Now, I don't mean a massive total breakdown. I just mean, are you willing to break down those barriers? Are you willing to go to experience those places where you need to experience the emotions that you have locked away that are blocking you from the result and your dreams and goals and everything that you ever imagined possible? If this were really, really easy, everybody would be doing it and you would have done it by now. It's not that easy. It doesn't have to be hard, but it's not easy either. You've got to face your fears and doubts. You've got to be willing to have those breakthroughs to get the results that you want. So that's it from me, Margarita from Pitbull. If you have enjoyed this message and you're not part of the Pitbull community yet, head over to pitbullmindset.com. Register your details there and become a part of the community, because I share loads of tools, information, techniques and strategies to help you to have the breakthroughs that you need to get the results and the outcome that you want, to achieve more than you ever imagined possible and live life on your terms, not held back by those blocks and belief systems that are stopping you from achieving those results that you truly desire and deserve. And of course, don't forget, one of the most powerful techniques that I love is emotional freedom technique, EFT tapping. It is a terrific transformation process. So that's it from me. I look forward to seeing you in the Pitbull community. If you've enjoyed this video, please share it. If you think somebody can benefit from it, share it on social media amongst your loved ones and spread the word around. Don't keep it to yourself. I look forward to seeing you in the Pitbull community. Take care. Have an exceptional day.